In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese to meet with Donald Trump over AUKUS and trade. The Puk Puk defence treaty with PNG a step closer to being implemented. And in Formula One, Max Verstappen wins the US Grand Prix. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is due to meet with United States President Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. in coming hours. AUKUS, trade tariffs and critical minerals will be on the agenda in the long-anticipated first official meeting between the two leaders since President Trump's inauguration in January. The Assistant Minister for Productivity, Andrew Lee, says this is an important meeting.
The Prime Minister will be in the Oval Office making the case for Australian interests, as he always does, with respectful engagement. This is an ongoing conversation with an important security ally and trading partner, and I expect the meeting will go warmly, will be an important meeting as part of an ongoing engagement with the US.
Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce appears to have rejected calls for him to remain in the Federal Party, and he hasn't ruled out joining One Nation. Mr. Joyce announced over the weekend he plans to quit the Nationals at the next election, prompting Nationals leader David Littleproud to publicly call for him to stay within the party. Mr. Joyce told Seven he feels the relationship with leadership is beyond repair and he's firm in his decision to leave.
Playing this sort of silly game, this charade of, you know, oh, everything's fine, it's all going well. It wasn't. And the best thing to do there is to move on, which is what I intend to do.
Mr. Joyce says he spoke with One Nation Party leader Pauline Hanson over the weekend, but no final decision has been made on whether he'll join that party at this stage. The new defence treaty between Australia and Papua New Guinea is a step closer to being implemented, a fortnight after it was signed. The Puk Puk Treaty is Australia's first new alliance in more than 70 years and will allow eligible permanent residents living in Australia who are also Papua New Guinean citizens to apply to join the Australian Defence Force from next year. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the 31st Papua New Guinea-Australia Ministerial Forum in Canberra will be a good opportunity to work out the details of the rest of the agreement.
We do elevate the relationship across the board to reflect what the alliance means. I'm sure there will be many things we discuss today, but I can announce a couple of things. A new education and skills package worth over $150 million to support Papua New Guinea's productivity, economic growth and human development. I'm also pleased to announce a $25 million humanitarian and disaster relief package to build capacity within PNG's disaster monitoring and response.
PNG Foreign Minister Justin Kachenko says there are a number of issues that he also wants to work through. French President Emmanuel Macron says everything is being done to catch the people behind a spectacular jewel heist at one of the world's most famous galleries. In around 4 minutes, thieves with power tools stole 8 objects from the Louvre in Paris on Sunday, including the emerald and diamond necklace Napoleon gave his wife and the crown of Empress Eugenie. In what locals say was like a Hollywood movie scene, police found a damaged 19th century crown near the building after the brazen grab. It's one of a series of raids targeting French museums in recent months, with 60 investigators now searching for the suspects. Louvre employee and Cultural Union National Secretary Elise Muller says staff believe there should have been more effort directed to security over entertainment of tourists.
So the Louvre staff, including myself, are extremely sad and extremely angry about what happened today. Extremely sad, obviously, because it's our job to protect this building, this institution, the collections it houses and the public who visit it. And in fact, today it wasn't protected as we would have liked.
To sport now, and in motorsport, Max Verstappen has won the United States Grand Prix. Verstappen held the lead from start to finish to reduce the gap in the Drivers' Championship between him and Oscar Piastri to 40 points, with 5 races remaining for the season. He says there were challenges.
In the race, what was key was just that first stint. Charles was, of course, battling with Lando, and that's where I could pull the gap. because I think as soon as Lando was in clean air, it was very evenly matched, or he was slightly faster. And we basically managed the gap till the end, but it was not super easy. Time management was tough today. Also with the wind, every lap, you could expect something different. So in that race, to be consistent was quite tough, but we managed to pull it off.
Starting sixth in the race, Piastri was able to move up one position after Mercedes driver George Russell dropped from fourth to sixth place. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.